This next story comes from our weekend show here at KNKX. The show is called Sound Effect, and here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Today's theme is TMI. You know, too much information. And just a heads up, this next story contains information that is not okay for younger listeners. This story is about the very personal information you give over to doctors and police after you've been sexually assaulted. Most people call this a rape kit, although here in Washington, it's technically called a sexual assault kit. And that phrase, rape kit, it makes it sound like it's this neat, tidy little exam, a package. But the actual process is long, and it is difficult. Your body is a crime scene. The nurse scraping every part for evidence of assault. DNA, bruises, fingerprints, hair, dirt. Take Leah. She's a librarian here in Seattle, and we're not using her last name to protect her privacy. In April of 2014, Leah was raped. She was out in Ballard with a close friend, and she decided to go to a neighborhood bar after her friend went home.
And while I was there, I had one beer and then one sip of a second beer. I had been talking to this guy who seemed like a totally normal man. I asked him to watch my drink and went to the restroom, thinking I was being responsible. I remember the bar closing and leaving. I remember telling him specifically that I did not want to have sex with him. And then I remember being in an apartment with my tights pulled around my ankles, bound. He said, "Hold on, I'm gonna get a towel." And I looked down and the bed that I was on was completely covered in blood.
So Leah manages to get herself out of the apartment. She calls her friend and gets home to safety, and she wakes up the next morning disoriented and really upset.
And when I went to the bathroom, I passed a fist-sized blood clot into the toilet and knew that something was very, very wrong. Still had very little idea of what had happened the night before. So I immediately got in my car and I drove down to Swedish Ballard.
But at Leah's local hospital, Swedish Ballard, there are no nurses trained to perform a sexual assault exam. So Leah has to go to Harborview Medical Center on Capitol Hill. Victims, they only have 120 hours after the assault to collect evidence.
When the exam started, they took all of my things and I watched them put all of my bloody underwear into another sack and examine it. They took swabs of every part of my body, the inside of my vagina, up into my cervix. They did an anal swab. They did swabs in my mouth. They then took photographs with a bright light shining onto my genitals. They took photographs of every single part of my body. And the worst part was that at the end, they have to take a photograph of your face. And to think that I had not slept in a long time. And I sat in that room for hours crying. And they take a picture of your face at the worst moment of your entire life. And that was the hardest part. Knowing that there's this picture out there of my face at the worst moment of my life. I can't imagine looking at that picture. That is the picture of someone who's broken and who does not know if they're going to survive. And it's a photo of pure humiliation. I heard once a prosecutor say that the rape kit is the beginning of the healing process. And when I heard that quote, I just started laughing because the idea is so out of touch and absurd that all you can do is laugh at something like that. It is an exam that is degrading. It's necessary. I'm glad I did it, but it's not healing.
The rape kit may not be the first step in the healing process, but nurses, they're still trained to think of it that way.
If there's one thing you say to someone who's been assaulted is, I'm sorry this has happened to you, how can I help you?
That's Terry Stewart. She's the coordinator for the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program at Harborview. She trains nurses how to deal with sexual assault patients.
On the general exam, we're primarily looking at the skin. Are there bruises? Are those bruises in a pattern, maybe? You know, does it look like a grip mark? The genital exam, I think most people in society think that if someone was sexually assaulted, they have to have had injuries to the genital area. And the truth is the majority of patients don't. But what the sexual assault nurses get trained on is much more of the finer details of the female, especially the female genital anatomy, that most people aren't trained to identify.
Where does all of the evidence, the blood, the swabs, the photos, where does it go? Terry says some hospitals will store it for up to 6 months, and then it's off to law enforcement.
And then it gets sent to the Washington State Crime Lab, and they test the evidence. None of the evidence is ever processed in any hospital in the state of Washington.
Leah's rape kit ultimately was tested, but it did not reveal DNA evidence of her assailant. And in fact, King County prosecutors, they decided not to press charges in her case, despite Leah's fist-sized blood clot and the fact that a tox screen showed traces of a date rape drug in her system. They said they could not prove that the sex was non-consensual. Because of this experience, Leah now advocates for sexual assault survivors in Olympia, and she's seen some positive changes to how the system works. In 2015, the state legislature passed a law requiring that all rape kits be tested at a state crime lab within 30 days.
There are approximately 6,000 untested rape kits sitting in storage in Washington state. And because of this law, we will test them.
State representatives are working to fully fund this testing, as well as create cold case teams to follow up on results. Because in the end, getting all of this information does not necessarily mean more justice for survivors. Prosecutors and law enforcement still have the final say in carrying out investigations and legal action. For Leah, more information means there's less reason for society to look away.
And we need to make sure that every person who goes to an emergency room to get a rape kit is able to get one without worrying about cost or transportation or anything. We need to remove those barriers so that we can collect the empirical evidence that is needed to convict rapists.
In 2016, Washington State voted to create a system for rape survivors to track the status of their evidence. It is the first of its kind in the nation.